Thanks for joining us as we continue to talk about prayer and spend these 30 days, the first of the year, learning how to pray, refreshing our knowledge of prayer and our application of how we have conversations with God. So talking to God all night, you ever done that? That's what Jesus did the night before he chose his disciples. The appointments were too important. The Son desired clarity from the Father. Luke says it this way. I'm reading from the NIV today. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray. Luke 6, 12, and 13. He spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles. What do you do when you face a big decision? Got a big one coming up. What are you going to do? You're going to stew about it? You're going to get anxious about it? You're going to strategize, call friends for advice? You're going to draw a line down the middle of a 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper and then put positives on the left side and negatives on the right and then work through it? Maybe read a book or another book on how to make a big decision? Well, none of those are bad things. But the most important thing, well, that's what Jesus did. He talked to the Father. Big decisions call for big times of conversation with God. Many disciples were following Jesus, but he needed to reduce the number to those who would carry the message to the ends of the earth. He desired to pour into those who would pour into others and pour themselves out with lives of sacrifice. So he chose 12 to teach and train and mentor. He would depend on these men to carry out the Father's mission after he was gone. The future of his work depended on the names he would call. And so, Jesus did the most important thing one can do when making a big decision. He prayed. As it was for Jesus, so it should be for us. Big decisions call for big times of talking to God. Now, one more thing. When we submit ourselves to God in prayer and seek his leading, he will answer according to his plan, not ours. Remember, after spending the night in prayer, Jesus called these men to step forward: Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, Alphaeus' son, Simon, Judas, James' son, and then Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. It was God's plan to save us from our sins. Father, remind us that big decisions call for big times of prayer. Remind us that submitting to you means submitting to your plan. Remind us in Jesus' name. Amen.